Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Jeannie. I just want to welcome each and every one and say thank you for taking your time to be with me tonight. You don't know how much I appreciate it. I'm going to do my usual. I'm going to do a sound check. Ashley, can you hear me tonight? Ashley, can you hear me tonight?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Good. All right. I'm going to do like I have been doing, and I'm going to leave your mic open. You might want to mute it on your end, but if for some reason the sound goes away, just holler at me or something. Hopefully I'll hear. All right. Thank you, sweetie. I played that song tonight. That's another song that I wrote, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago. The Lord has been moving on my heart and been, he's continued to encourage me to play some of my own music. And I'm like, I'd rather hear some of these that are really good. And Chris Tomlin, I love all of that music. But I have felt led some to do some live music, but I'm not sure with the keyboard several feet from the computer and the microphone cords short, I'm not without testing it, I'm not sure how well it would work. Anyhow, I'm praying about it. But that song came about because back at that time, back 15, 16, 17 years ago, I was going through a real difficult time at that time with a lot of sickness and things going on, just a lot of things going on. And I would get prophetic words from time to time when prophets would come through and say, the Lord wants you to walk on water. And then the next time they'd come through, they'd say, the Lord wants you to walk on water. And I think, God, what does that mean? What are you saying? Of course, now I understand. And, you know, God does that with each and every one of us. You know, you look back in the Word that when Peter walked upon the water, not that it's any easier to walk on the water when it's a nice glassy, you know, nice glassy day and then the water's calm, it's still impossible. Regardless, in the natural, it's impossible. But all the more so intimidating when there's a storm going on. And I think Jesus knew that Peter would ask, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And don't you know that pleased the heart of the Lord for him to ask that, to have that courage, to have that faith, just to have that want to of, Lord, you're walking on the water and I'm your disciple. Lord, bid me to come. I want to do that too. And God's put it in our hearts. You know, he says those works that he does that we shall do an even greater. I think the only greater would be the fact that he couldn't really preach the salvation message when he walked the earth because he had not died yet. He had to shed his blood on the cross before salvation could be preached. But don't you know that just thrills his heart when we're like, Lord, you heal the sick. I want to do that. Lord, you prophesied to the multitudes. You preach to the captives to be set free, and that our hearts gravitate to that. And like, Lord, I want to do that too. God, the wonderful things, Jesus, that you did in this earth, the miracles, creative miracles, raise the dead. And he says we can do those things. It's there for us, but it's through him. And this is not really what I had kind of planned to talk about. All day long, I didn't really have anything in particular that was, you know, like tugging at my heart to talk about. You know, and periodically I say, Lord, what do you want to talk about? But, you know, the Lord, he tells us to be instant in season and out. And God likes to be spontaneous too. You know, sometimes he just wants us to, you know, not prepared, without notes, without scriptures looked up, anything else, just to know that, as the word says, open our mouths and he'll fill it. Anyhow, I was feeling again, and I have been feeling for 3 or 4 weeks, you know, about doing my own music. I'm a little reluctant to do live music that's not been copyrighted yet, but I also trust God and all that. But anyhow. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? You know, I can just look back through the years of when, you know, when things sometimes seem like they're the very hardest, you know, when there's so much difficulty going on, and then God will say, I want you to step out in the middle of the storm and trust me and to know that I can cause you to walk on water. That I will not let the depths overcome you. You know, even as Peter began to look at the storm and became afraid, you know, at the waves and all of that, even as he took his eyes off Jesus and began to sink, even then Jesus didn't let him sink. He reached and got him and pulled him up. Said, oh, you have little faith. But what storms are going on in your lives that God is saying, step out, step out. Trust me, believe me. Wholeheartedly put your faith in me, because through him we can, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Will you be tried and tested? Yeah. For one thing, the devil doesn't ever like us to step out doing things for God. And we get opposition. But God also lets us be tested, you know, because it strengthens us. It strengthens our resolve. It strengthens our determination. It strengthens our faith when God brings us through. You know, and it gets beyond us. If it's things we can do in our own strength and in our own human determination, then, you know, trust in ourselves, then it's either not God or he will get it out of you. I promise he will. Because he's not going to let anybody else get the glory. But he'll call you to things that are beyond you, that you say, God, there's no way I can do this except through you. Only by you can I do this. And that's exactly what he wants. He wants us to call out to him and say, God, I'm willing. You know, it says if we're willing and obedient, willing to go to the land, but say, God, I'm willing. And Lord, I'll do this. But you've got to go with me. You've got to help me. You've got to strengthen me. And you're the only one that can make it happen. You know, just talking about it just touches my heart, because I've been there so many times. And I've seen his faithfulness. Now, if we jump out and do things just on our own, No. Oh, goodness. We're looking for a fall if we do that. Because God, he encourages, he'll ask and encourage and he'll confirm. And he's so patient. God is so patient. He encourages us just like as a parent you encourage a little child to walk. Come on, you can do it. Come to daddy. Come to mama. Come on, another step. Oh, you fell down. That's okay. Get back up. Come on, two or three steps. They go to fall. We reach out and catch them sometime. You know, see, God's so good like that. He encourages us in the things, you know, if you're around the prophetic, then he gives you prophetic words about what he's calling to you to do, and he'll confirm it with others. And it's nice to be confirmed with the same person, but it's really cool when it's confirmed with another. I love that. Actually, I love getting prophetic words from people that don't really know me personally. Because you know it's not coming out of their intellect. You know, if they don't know anything about you and they completely read your mail. That's just so cool. I love that. But, you know, even if they do need to know you, you know, like Randy's known me for 15 years, but I love the prophetic words. I love the prophetic. You know, it says prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So precious and so cool. Tonight, what I had originally kind of planned to talk about just this afternoon, it had been on my mind a little bit, was soul ties. And then when I was just spending some time in worship and feeling the tug of the Lord to play some of my own music, and not knowing whether to try to do live or just play one of the songs that I've recorded in the past, then I got to thinking about the walk upon the water and all of the words that I would receive when God was saying, I want you to walk on water. And all the times of knowing that we were called to do music and some other things. But so much warfare with my throat, so much warfare in those areas, and just having to stand and be faithful. And I'm so glad I did, because God is faithful. You know, we have to prove our faithfulness too, our faithfulness to continue, to keep pressing on through the midst of the storm, through the midst of the difficulties, through the midst of lack, pain, whatever. But God comes through every time. He's so precious. He's just so precious. But what I was thinking about earlier on soul ties, and I'll just kind of hit on it because I've already used up part of my time here, but I think people, you know, I know people, most people are very aware of soul ties when it comes to sex and things like that, because, you know, the word says that, you know, that, of course, he's talking about husband and wives, that the two become one, and definitely soul ties are created through that. That's certainly a different message for those, particularly young people today that are not married and stuff. But what people don't always realize sometimes is, and I think this is very true with people that have gone through a lot of rejection and things, that when they run across people that they admire or people that affirm them, you know, it connects with, when we run across people that recognize the good things in us, that maybe recognize talents, that recognize abilities, that they're able to see the good things or the God things that are within us. And many times if it's people that we respect, you know, maybe if it's, and it could be, I mean, it could be someone in business, it can be someone in ministry that we really respect. But the affirmation, it can connect with in a very deep spot within us. And we have to be very careful at times that we don't develop a soul tie because of that affirmation. Because suddenly, you know, sometimes people, and in the cases where I've seen some very strong cases of soul ties, and I think most everybody in life deals with soul ties. I've seen cases in it where people, that they would have a hard time really discerning truth, of seeing truth, because the soul tie was so blinding to them. Now, I've seen ones that they would develop a soul tie with someone that was really really on fire for God, and then if things began to go sideways in that leader's life, that the one that loved them so would have a difficult time recognizing it, going to God with it, and maybe even separating from that individual, because the soul tie wouldn't, you know, the soul tie was so great that their hearts couldn't stand it. You know, sometimes people make wrong decisions that are life-changing decisions because of soul tie, because it can feel so much like God. It really can. That soul tie and that love for someone, that admiration, that just desire to stay a part of their life or to be with them, you know, and it doesn't mean that when we break soul ties or when the Lord has to step us away, it doesn't always mean that you have to break complete contact with a person. Sometimes it does, honestly, but that's not an always, but it can be difficult to discern what we're needing to do when that soul tie can scream so loud of no, they're, you know, they're okay, or everything is fine, or I don't really have a soul tie, I just feel led by God to stay here, or to be a part of their ministry, or to work here, or this, you know, whatever the case, because the soul ties can be so strong, and they can really captivate your mind in a sense that you think, oh, this is God, absolutely. and it's not always. I know there's been a couple of different times that the Lord has had me separate from people that I would say I was probably in the process of developing soul ties to, you know, people that I admired and just thought the world of and really enjoyed being around them, and things would go sideways some. And in one case, actually in both cases, the Lord gave me a dream. But in the first one, the Lord gave me a dream. And then actually I called Randy. He knew nothing about it. Just called him at home. And in praying about something, he just made a comment like, there's someone that you trust that has betrayed your trust and something like that. And I knew, you know, from having the dream, I knew what it was. And I did separate from that person completely and did the other two. But, you know, it can be a very dangerous thing, honestly, to get into soul ties with people to the point, you know, that that you feel like you have to talk to them every day. You feel like, and I'm not talking about husbands and wives and moms and dads and things like that. That's kind of a different situation. But those that you know, you wake up in the morning and they're on your mind, and you know, you feel like you have to talk to them all the time, or you have to, you know, you just have to be with them or be around them all the time. And like I said, this can be people you work with. It can be people you go to church with. It may just be a friend that we've developed a soul tie to. And I've known people who have had loved ones, you know, had people that passed away, you know, and there is absolutely, I mean, I've got family members in heaven that I miss them all the time, you know, that I love them. And there is a normal grieving process. There is a normal process of going through that we have to readjust to not having them in our lives on a regular basis. But what I would say is like that deep grief that just goes on and on and on and on, you know, that 3 and 4 and 5 years later, we're still crying, you know, every time we think about them, we're crying or, you know, still going back and reading letters or, you know, on a regular basis, still maybe going back and listening to tapes or various things to hear their voice. And some of it, I think some of that gets into a really like a spirit of grief that has gotten a hold of people. But it can also have to do with having soul ties that need to be broken, you know, because we know our loved ones that were born again, they're in heaven and we're going to see them again. We absolutely are. I know when my sister died, I had probably a year there that I just felt like the wind had been knocked out of me. I didn't, you know, it was like I had no desire to do anything. You know, for one, she wasn't supposed to have gone then. And it was a very difficult time, but I didn't stay there. You know, I didn't stay there. I knew that I would see her again. I know she's in heaven having the time of her life with mom and dad and other ones, and that we'll be together again. You know, so I don't, you know, at first, every day I did think about her. Every day she was on my mind. And, you know, we have to learn to kind of redirect our minds so that we don't just get taken down by a spirit of grief over things. And I know I've kind of switched over a little bit here in this, but I guess there's so many different things going through my mind this afternoon that all of it deserves voice time. All of it deserves discussing to some degree. Kind of doing a Randy. Randy's really good about going down rabbit trails and getting on different things, and I'm doing a little bit of that tonight. But I try to share the things that I have lived, the things that I have seen, the things that I have partaken in or have watched go on around me, and try to help others to not have to live through those, not have to go through those same troubles, go through those same difficulties. You know, learning it's a real process. You know, and we all have things to learn. We all have things we're tested in. We all have things we have to grow in. But there are some things that can be taught that will help others to recognize it quicker to be aware of it, you know, that gain that others can gain from the life lessons that we've learned, and maybe not have to repeat some of the same ones we did that were really difficult. But I've, through the years, I've become very aware. I will recognize now if I feel like I'm trying to get a soul tie with anyone, it's like, I'm not going there, because it can be hard to break them. It takes a while. It takes a mindset. Certainly God can supernaturally do it, but we still have to, in our soul, you know, in ourselves, to learn to redirect our thoughts and change the way we think about people. And like I said, sometimes people will feed a need that's in our lives, that's in our heart. And many times that's how that starts. Like I said, I have seen it so many times where people that had really suffered rejection and even had spirit of rejection that would be around their life, and then run across someone that they admired, or someone that loved them, someone that affirmed them and saw good things in them, and maybe gave them opportunity, gave them platform. And the next thing you know, you see someone in a soul tie situation that really has a difficulty moving on sometimes when God says move on, or to see what they need to see. So anyhow, I've kind of jumped around a little bit this afternoon, but that's okay. That's all right to do that once in a while. Anyhow, I want to spend some time with each of y'all and make sure that I have plenty of time for callers and answer questions for anyone that has questions. And I want to play. I need to write down some more numbers. Some more have called in since I started the program. So I'm going to play another song right quick and write these numbers down.
God made the winters and the summers, the one who put the stars all in their place, the only one who stands above all others. He knows me by name. The angels hide their faces in his presence. You rule the world and reign above the hills.
Amen, that we have a God who listens. Praise God that he does. You know, it always, sometimes I laugh a little bit when people, they talk about praying and they wonder if the Lord hears them. And I'm thinking, sweetie, he hears everything you say. He hears everything you think. So I promise you, he hears your prayers. Anyhow, God is good. Well, Lord, I thank you for each and every caller tonight. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you prepare every heart to receive. And Lord, I submit myself to you, Lord, that all of you and none of me. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing each one and helping them, Lord, for bringing forth healing and deliverance and breakthrough in their lives. And Lord, I just speak a special blessing over each and every one. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, Ashley, I have already got you open, sweetie, so I'm going to start with you.
Hi.
How you tonight, hon?
I'm doing good. God bless you. I'm glad I get to hear you speak tonight.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. You're sweet. I'm thankful that you're here tonight. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Ashley. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for protecting her heart, Father. Lord, when the enemy brings accusation, when the enemy puts doubts in her minds and the enemy brings fears to mind, Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you settle her heart and, Lord, that you bring a reassurance to her, Father, that you are with her and leading her and guiding her, and, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Father, I thank you, Lord, that as she, Lord, looks to you and she depends on you and she leans on you, Lord, that the Lord, as she pulls aside with you, Lord, that you'll give her the wisdom she needs in every situation. And Lord, that she need not fear and let not your heart be troubled, Ashley. Let not your heart be troubled. That God is with you. And God, we all have times that we're we all have times that we think, you know, that we have doubts. Okay, is this the right thing? Is this not the right thing? Am I doing this right? God, I mean, we all do that on a daily basis. God, is there something else, something that I've missed? Or Lord, did I have I made a wrong decision? Have I made a wrong step? And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just reassuring Ashley, Lord, and Father helping her to know. That, you know, every day is not going to be smooth sailing. Every day is not, because that's all part of growth. That's all part of learning. That's all part of just life. We encounter bumps in the road, and it's all still good. God helps us. God helps us to know which way to go and what to do, and he keeps us on track. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for reassuring Ashley. And Lord, if she needs to make a course change in any direction, Lord, that you will confirm with her, Lord, that she will, as the word says, that you'll hear a voice behind you that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And God does sometimes have us make direction changes. That's not unusual. But it's also very common for the enemy to try to make waves for us. And make us, to make us unsettled, and to make us wonder, okay, am I, you know, just to cause distractions and to cause upset, or to cause us to have some fears or depredation about what we're doing and choices and life choices and what's going on around us. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just bringing a quietness to Ashley's soul, Lord, for reassuring her and reconfirming with her, Lord, that you're with her and you're far, and that you're, Lord, that you are guiding her, Lord, and that she does have your favor with her, and Lord, that she does have the wisdom of God, and Lord, that, and the word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that gives liberally and upbraideth not. In other words, he does not withhold from us. So if you encounter areas or are encountering anything where you're needing God's wisdom, the word already says that he liberally gives us wisdom, that he does not withhold wisdom from us. And so we just go back and ask God, or you go back and ask, Lord, I need wisdom in this situation, or I need wisdom in my life. And I know you do, because you have asked, you've had that prayer request many times for God's wisdom. But then let the peace of God be your guide. There are many times that I have had so many options and so many things in front of me when I was trying to decide what to do, because most of us, we will play over every scenario in our head of what could go wrong or might go wrong, or maybe I should have done this and couldn't have done that. And, you know, most of us will, it's just a human thing. We'll play all this stuff over. And there are times when the only real answer is like, Lord, where do I have the peace of God at? You know, if I think about this situation, do I feel a peace of God at the base of it? You know, I'm not talking about in the middle of all of our doubts and fears and our second guessing ourselves and all that, but it's in the depth of my heart, do I have a peace about this? You know, and then other things, other times, you know, you might say, okay, let me look at this other scenario. Do I feel a peace about that? And I don't know about you. For me, that works a lot of times. I can say, okay, here's option A and option B. Option A, and we'll like visualize that scenario, living that, and do I feel peace about it? Or option B, do I feel peace about that? And that's always, bottom line is, let the peace of God be our guide. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Ashley, Lord, and just confirming with her that you're with her and her, you are for her, and, Lord, that you're in at work in her life, and just, as the word says, let not your heart be troubled. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Wow, that was a lot. I needed to hear all of that tonight. Oh, my. Wow.
So what's going on with you, girl?
Oh, I'm just keeping busy. Started a new job working in a school, and then the CASA thing. I've been super busy with that, just working with my kids. And it's a busy time, but a really blessed time. And I feel like I feel like God is really putting me into situations where he's showing me how to, like, seek out his wisdom and seek him out more. And he is giving me favor, and he is granting me more wisdom. So I feel like it's a real learning period for me.
Yeah.
And about the how you prayed over me, about the doubts and, like, you know, frustration, just like the fear and the doubt, I can definitely use that prayer. That meant a lot to me tonight with situations in my life right now. And you also reminded me of a word I had spoken over me, well, written for me years ago. I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, when you were talking about peace. So about letting peace be like the guiding, God's peace, like, guide me through life. I'm definitely going to have to sit and just worship on that thought, letting his peace guide me. I'm just feeling very blessed right now, and I needed to hear everything you said tonight. And I feel like there's more to unpack from what you said than I actually took away from it right this second. So I'm going to go back and listen to everything you said probably multiple times.
That's what I do with the words I get from different ones. I listen to them over and over and over and over. You know, some words more than others, but I've got words that I've got years ago that I still go back and listen to, you know, and understanding does come. So, but praise God, praise God. God knows what we need, and he knows what we're walking through at the time. So God is good.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Was there anything in particular you want prayer about, sweetie?
Yes, just one thing. I was wanting prayer for this young girl that's on my heart tonight. Just this young girl that's on my heart.
Okay. Father, I just come into agreement, Ashley, Lord, for this little girl, Father, that I just sense, Ashley, like anxiety around this child or something, like turmoil, that's probably the best word, turmoil around this child. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for speaking peace to the storm around this little girl, And Father, Lord, for bringing, one for safety, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for surrounding her with your safety and with your love, Lord, and the maybe the things that she is around, Lord. If there's a lot of strife in the home or anything like that, Lord, that she will be protected, Lord, and that her little heart will be able to seek solace in you, Lord, will be able to seek and find a comfort in you, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving Ashley wisdom in dealing with this little girl, Lord. And Father, Lord, we know that all kids are different. Some kids will act out when they've got a lot of bad things going on around their life. Other kids will cling to someone else when they have bad things going on. And Lord, whatever the case is with this one, Lord, that you'll just help this child. And Lord, bring healing and bring comfort, bring emotional healing to her, Lord. Father, help her with her learning. Lord, help her to be able to focus. And Father, just download your love into her. Lord, download your love and your let her know that she is surrounded by the angels of the Lord and that she is kept and that she is loved. And Lord, love conquers all things. Love never fails. And Lord, your love, for sure, it never fails. Lord, no matter what is going on in the lives of these children, what's going on in the lives of this little girl in her life, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you. Lord, let Ashley be a beacon of light in her life. Lord, to bring comfort, to bring maybe even wise counsel to some degree. Lord, just to be a help to her, to be a friend to her in whatever way she can be. And Lord, I thank you for giving Ashley wisdom. Lord, that you direct her steps. You even give her the right words to say. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. I have endless appreciation for you as a sister in Christ. You have no idea. I wish you knew how much it meant to me to have you come into agreement with me on that and pray over that. Thank you.
No, you're more than welcome, hon. You're more than welcome. It's a hard world for little kids this day and time. There's so many broken homes. There's so much violence in the world. There's so many things going on. Kids are not allowed to have innocence anymore. And there's so many predators, you know, in so many ways. It's a difficult world for little kids, I think, for the most part. And I feel for them. I feel for them. Well, sweetie, you have a good evening, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too. God bless you, Jeannie.
Hi, 205-531. How is Miss Julia May tonight?
Good, fine, thank you.
No, good. Good to hear. How is Miss Jennifer doing?
I'm doing fine. Her leg is with the blistering healing up, but it's one of the big ones still needs some more healing.
Yeah. It can be a process all the time.
Yeah. That's what her diabetes.
Yeah. For sure. It can be a process. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Julia May. And Lord, I just thank you for your love for her and, Lord, your appreciation for her. And Lord, your desire just to draw Julia May, Lord, just to draw her to yourself, Lord, to hold her and love on her as your daughter, Father. Lord, that sometimes we have so many responsibilities. We have so many people we're looking out for, we're taking care of, and just household duties, that we have so many responsibilities that sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming. You know, at times we can feel a bit overwhelmed, or sometimes it's just like there's no time for ourselves. There's no time. And sometimes, as a sense, Julia, you may like the Lord just calling you away with him. You know, not necessarily those group meetings, and I know you do those, and I know those are a blessing. But sometimes he calls us away just to come rest with him, not just always even with petitions, because You know, there's always need. There's always things we're bringing up to the Lord. We're interceding for others. We're standing in the gap. We have needs. But I just sense the Lord just wanting time with Julia May, just time to love on you, just like his daughter, like his little daughter, of loving on you, just bringing peace and comfort to you and bringing a rest and just a renewed, security blanket, like for you to, of knowing how much you're loved, how much you're appreciated, of being daddy's little girl, some, and not always the strong, responsible Julia May that's having to tend to 97 things at once, that's having to, you know, and that's part of just having a house and just, you know, that's part of just being a mother and a wife and all of that. But I just sense the Lord just wanting to just like sweep you away with himself some, of just loving on you and just like a father does, of just you crawling up and in his lap and just loved on by God and just being cuddled and loved on, you know, just you and him. When it's not always needs, it's not always interceding for something, but just you and him. And that's very beautiful. God loves that. He loves us just to come to him, just to be with him, just to be with him and not needing something or not, not always something else, but just loving on him and letting him love on us. I just sense, Lord, just wanting to just love on you, hon. Just love on you and just comfort you and just embrace you with his love. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your love for Julia May and her love for you. And, Father, I bless her, Lord. Lord is one that just stands in the gap and helps and reaches out and prays over others and speaks over others and encourages others. And, Lord, all the responsibilities of just the cooking and the cleaning and the bill paying, all those things, Lord. But, Lord, first of all, she's your child. She is a child of the incredible, awesome King. And, Lord, you love her for you. You love her for who she is, just to you, that she's your daughter. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing her, just blessing her socks off, Lord, just blessing her and letting her know how much she is cherished by you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's some of the most beautiful times. It's just pulling aside with the Lord and just soaking up him. So is there anything you wanted to share tonight, hon, or anything on your heart?
I'm thanking God because last week was rough. I ended up with the COVID again. This time I tested. I said, all the other time I didn't, but like I said, it was more like sinus, but my nose ran so much and my throat. I told somebody I thought something was on my nose one time and I looked, I had rubbed and blew it so much that it was peeling. I said, oh my God, and blew the skin off my nose.
Oh goodness.
And so, that's the worst part about it was a sore throat and my nose just running so bad. I said, But I said, well, Lord, I thank you, for it coming out and pray for some of the children because they were sneezing there. And I looked at them. I said, okay, now I don't need y'all cold now. And they were sitting there. But, you'd be hot and cold at school. One minute they had the air on, next minute it's out. And then we came outside and it was scorching hot. And but inside the building, you cold in the building. And so just praying for the children, that I work with special needs children. And we still have some dealing with a lot of seizures. So pray for them.
Yeah. Father, we just pray for the kids, Lord, the Father that you love the children. The word even says, Jesus says, suffer not the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, we just speak a blessing over those kids. Lord, this just your care and your protection, Lord, for providing everything that they need, Lord, everything they need in the natural and everything that they need Lord, spiritually and physically, Lord. Father, we just ask that you intervene on their behalf, Lord. Intervene on their behalf, Lord, and just bring healing and the help, mm-hmm. Lord, and all the individuals that school would need, Lord, to help tend to those kids and help meet their needs and just to be there for them. And Lord, we just bless them. We bless the school, Lord. We bless all of those that work with them and around them. And we just thank you, Father, for your tender care and your love for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, is that all? Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
That's it. Everybody doing good. Just that, like I said, work with the children and saying, some just being they not really, you know, they have no clue about the virus and how dangerous it is. And like I said, I just look at myself, you know, someone could easily get sick because, you know, they don't know how not to have so much contact and different stuff and touching everything. So
God covers and protects. So thank God. Well, girl, it's good talking to you. Thank you for waiting, and I just hope you have a wonderful week. And I'm so glad you sound better. I'm glad you're better.
Yeah, I feel much better. Like I said, it was rough, but God kept it. Like I said, everybody said, "Where you got from?" I said, "You know, I have no idea." I said, "You can't see it, taste it, or smell it." One of the children. The minute why? How you can see? I said, "Well, you know, you can't." I have no idea. It's in there anywhere. That's why you have to, you know, with masks on and washing hands and sanitize. I said, it's just there somewhere. I have no idea.
Yeah. It's just out there.
Okay.
Thank God for healing.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, sweetie.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
I get a little drink. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's fine. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. All is well. It's been so nice. The mornings have been nice and cool, and yet the days are, you know, they're not hot, they're not cold, either one. I have just loved the weather the last couple of days, so loving it.
Yes, that's my kind of weather. I like the fall and I actually like the winter.
Really? I'm not much of a
winter
person.
Yes, I love the winter.
Huh. Well, that's cool. I bet it's pretty where you're at in the winter. Y'all probably, you get a lot of snow and stuff?
No. When I lived in New York, I did. I loved the snow in New York. But when I moved back home to North Carolina, we didn't get that much snow. But I love the snow. I love the winter, period. I look at the winter as like a time to reflect, whereas in the summertime, you're always busy and running, you know, and the weather in the winter. Yeah, so I do a lot of reflecting. You know, I love it.
Yeah, it can be a time to rest. A lot of times things are quiet. You know, with livestock and all, it's actually harder because we have to do a lot of haying and sometimes chopping water if stuff's frozen, but it can be a beautiful time of year too, for sure. Every season has its beauty about it.
Yes.
But, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you're showing her. You're showing her. I'm just hearing that showing you. He's showing you his faithfulness. He's showing you how to navigate through problems. He's showing you how to, what I'm seeing is like you have learned and are learning how to shorten the battles where that when battles come your way, the Lord is showing you how to gain the victories quicker. That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, that's part of maturing, but you know, things that used to would seem like could take weeks, months, or whatever, that battles would be so lengthy in getting in overcoming and getting the victory, that the Lord is showing you and has shown you how to quickly gain victory, how to quickly get through to the other side of things, how to quickly navigate through problems and through battles, that you're victorious much quicker than you used to be, how to quickly shed things that come against you, how to quickly, like, get it off of you, how to quickly move through, and that God has really, he has taught you, I'm just hearing the word battle plan, that he has taught you battle plans. He's taught you how to quickly maneuver through these things so that things aren't able to hang on to you like they could. They're not able to suck you down like they used to. They're not able to keep you in the midst of the battle for the length that they used to. You're able to get the victory and to move on so much quicker than in the past. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have and are still maturing Sylvia as a mighty warrior, Father. Lord, that she is maturing in the midst of the battles, Father, that you're giving her victory after victory after victory. And, Father, you're showing her at times part of it is learning how to turn loose when we need to turn loose, because God does do that sometimes. Sometimes he will say, you know, pray about this or approach this. And then other times he'll say, you know, there'll come a time that he'll say, okay, turn this loose and move on. You know, in a horse trader times, they'll say, cut your losses and move on. And it's not always a loss. You know, it's just obeying God. But that's a horse trading term. You know, where they say, okay, there comes a time there's a time for everything. And there's a time to move forward. There's a time to hang on. But there is a time to turn loose and move on and just give things to God. And we, in life, because we deal with people, there are times we have to do that. That we can pray for people, we can witness to people, we can talk to people as much as they allow us to. And then sometimes the Lord will say, okay, I need you to move on. I've got other things for you to do. I've got other things I want you to focus on. Turn that loose, give that to me, move on. Let's move on, because I've got other things that are more pressing, that are more important for you to do. And that is part of the maturing process that the Lord is doing with you, is not only learning how to move through the battles, but he's also teaching you that when he says, okay, just turn this loose, give this to me, that doesn't mean failure, and it doesn't mean that hope is lost. It just means I need to move you on, and I need your focus, and I need your attention, because I've got other things for you, and you let me tend to this. I've been there, done that. One that I was praying for quite a bit of it, and kind of worrying myself with their issues, you know. And finally, one day, the Lord said, "He's mine," and I very much, you know, got that feeling of, "How about you mind your own business and you move on with things that I've got for you to do." And it's like, he's mine, you know. Yes, I've prayed. Yes, I've stood, but turn it over to him. That it was God's business, and it was between them and God. And sometimes that's all part of it. And sometimes we can hinder our own progress with what God's wanting us to do by staying by focusing on one thing too long. And sometimes it can even cause a hindrance with that person, because we need to just kind of let it go and move on. And I don't know what any of this is about, but that's just what I'm hearing. God has been maturing you as far as the battle plans and as how to get through battles and how to get through difficulties, how to conquer and move on. But he's also teaching you at times to just give things to him and move on. And it's not a failure. That is not a failure. That is not a defeat. That's just say, okay, God, you're the one that can really make the difference. And I'm giving that to you, Lord, and I'm going to move on. So, amen. Praise God.
Amen. So, I know what the battle plans mean. This will be my third week going to school, but every morning that I have school, it seems as though the enemy would attack my body. Mm-hmm. And so when he did, I guess I would go into fighting as soon as, you know, I would do it before, but it's a little more intense now. And I'm leaning you know, I would lean into God, but it's more like I have a plan now that I have to carry through in order to be able to function, to be able to sit in that classroom in a chair for 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like a hindrance that I'm getting every day that I have to go to school. And and I know that there's going to be one, because anything that God calls you to, there's going to be a hindrance. So that battle plan is my body, and I've been really pressing in because I have to really get to school, because this is what he has ordained me to do. And so that's what he's talking about. It's like, you know, he's teaching me how to fight early in the morning in order to, you know, because I depend on him for, you know, my body so that I could make it to school. So he is giving me a battle plan for my body on the days that I'm being attacked when I'm going to school.
Yeah, it seems like so often when we're obeying God that we get warfare over it. But God does give the victory. God does give the victory. And he honors the obedience. He absolutely does. But, you know, the enemy doesn't always just set aside and let us obey God.
Let's
kicking up a little dust about it. But we know that we overcome. So we'll praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Well, girl, is there anything in particular you want prayer about tonight?
Just one thing. There's a little boy. His grandmother attends the same church, and she called in on Sunday. Her grandson is 4 years old, and he has stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
And they're giving him up. You know, I guess they're trying to keep him comfortable. But I wanted prayer for. I'm still holding on to the prayer for him. But I'm praying that, you know, God's will be done, you know.
Right.
And I'm just praying for, you know, God's will to be done as well as for the family.
Right. That would be extremely hard. Well, let's Father, Lord, I just come into agreement with Sylvia, Lord. We just stand in the gap for this little boy. And, Father, we speak healing over this child, Lord. Father, we know he belongs to you. He's just a baby at 4 years old. But Lord, we know that your heart is for life. You came to give us life and life more abundant, Jesus. Lord, your word says that you bore our pain and our sorrows, and by your stripes we were healed. So Lord, we just curse cancer to the root. We curse it to the root and say that it has no place in this little boy's body. And Lord, we thank you, Father, in advance for a miracle for this child. We speak life to this baby. We speak life to this little boy. And Lord, we say that he shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing comfort to this family, Lord, that as they walk in the midst, as they're in the midst of the storm, Lord, that you would speak peace to their hearts, Lord, and that them in a way that only that you can. And Lord, give them strength, Lord, because Lord, when we're going through difficulty, the emotional turmoil, Lord, it can sap our physical strength even. But Lord, that you give them strength, and Lord, that you give them hope, Lord, that you breathe upon their hope, and Lord, that they will look to you and trust you, Lord, and not look just to the doctors, Lord, but know that you are the author of life, you are the giver of life, and you are the one that shed blood. Jesus, you're the one that shed blood to give us life and life more abundant. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your love for this family and love for this little boy. And, Lord, that you are with them and you are ever present. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your perfect will being done. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving him so beautifully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, hon, God bless you.
You also, Jeannie. Thank you for praying.
Oh, you're more than welcome anytime. All right, sweetie. Will you have a good week?
You too. Bye.
All right, 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer tonight?
Ill.
You're ill?
still.
Oh, still.
Be still and know that I am God.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Sounds like you're maybe, he said that to Moses, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He was facing an enemy that was coming his way. So I pray that all
is
well.
Yeah, I'm processing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Processing a lot right now. But
okay.
I, you know, so much of what you ministered earlier is what he's been speaking to me, ministering to me, peace in the storms. And, you know, sometimes he rebukes the storms, and sometimes, like Peter, he invites us into the storm. So we learn how to get through them. And when we get outside of that peace, we're outside peace. So I think he's really given me a lot of peace.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, I mean, we're all human. We want the storm to be stilled. And he does eventually do that. But he doesn't always still the storm for us to step out. Sometimes he wants us to walk on water in the midst of it. So let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I thank you that she is your bride, Lord, that she is part of the bride of Christ, and she is your bride, and she is one that you love. And Father, that you are jealous over her, and Lord, anything that attacks your bride, Lord, that you take it personal. You take it very personal. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just surrounding her with your love and surrounding her with your protection and with your angels. Lord, I thank you, Father, for speaking peace, even like stroking her hair and stroking her head, Lord, and stroking her and speaking peace to her, Lord, whispering peace into her ear. Father, I thank you, Lord, for calming her fears, Lord, for calming her her doubts, for calming the second guesses and the doubts. And Lord, I speak peace to her body. Father, I speak peace to her body in every area. I just seem like I can see the Lord just like scooping you up in his arms, just like a groom carries a bride over the threshold. It's like I can see the Lord just scooping you up in his arms and you having on a wedding dress and just showering you with love and kissing on your forehead and just loving on you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a wholeness to Jennifer, Lord, all those areas where she cries out for wholeness in her body and wholeness in her life, Lord, that you have heard her cry. Lord, you have heard her cry. And Lord, that you are working in her life. Lord, that you have answered her in so many ways. And Lord, that you are bringing a wholeness into her life. Lord, Lord, you said that you are one that is touched. The Lord has compassion. He's touched with the things that touch our life. He's touched with it. The Lord is full of compassion, and he's touched with those things that touch us. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just setting her feet upon the mountaintop. Lord, for setting her feet upon the mountaintop. It's like I can see you standing on the mountain in a wedding dress with snow around you and with little flakes of snow blowing in the air and snow beneath your feet. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Jennifer just to breathe deeply of you. Lord, to breathe in the peace of God, to breathe in the healing streams, the healing power of God, to breathe in freedom. Breathe in freedom. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for like a fresh breath, fresh. I just sense like a cool breeze, you know, when there's snow on the ground and you breathe in the air. It can be cold, but it can just have that crisp freshness to it. And Father, thank you, Lord, for a fresh air, fresh wind of God, a fresh wind, Lord, fresh air, a fresh wind, a fresh breath. Lord, for Jennifer. that she sees the new day, Lord, that she smells and breathes in the new day and the new beginnings and the new God, the new day for her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Wow, so much confirmation there. He's been really, you know, that, you know, bride, that I'm his bride, and it's really loving. I just thank him for his personal investment in me and for his.
Okay, I think I just lost it. There you go. Okay, you're breaking up a little bit.
Mhm. I'm just so grateful. So grateful.
God is good. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I pray that you're feeling better, that God just breathes upon you that freshness and that newness, and that the things that are heavy on your heart, even any pain you may be experiencing, that it just rolls off mm-hmm. of you like water off a duck's back.
Right. Thank you,
so,
is
there
Lord.
Anything in particular that you want prayer about, sweetie?
I was really the word you gave Ashley. I really was feeling that was for myself as well, and you know, just needing a generous amount of his wisdom as I move forward and direct my steps. But I guess my prayer is that I would not grieve and diminish the voice of the Holy Spirit, he's in me, that I would hear clearly his counsel and that his purpose and will would prevail in my life.
Sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, because you love us, Lord, that you speak to us and you guide us. And Lord, you're always so careful to help us to hear you. Lord, to confirm with us, just to bring peace to our hearts, to know when we're on track. And Lord, when our hearts are to please you, Lord, you don't make it difficult to hear. Lord, you're ever speaking and ever wanting things to be clear to us and for us to be able to have peace in you, that we are pleasing you and that we are being led by you, that the word says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving Jennifer peace about that. And Lord, for just consoling her heart, Lord, giving her that reassurance that you're with her and that you're speaking to her and that you're guiding her, Lord, and that she's not going to just miss it. Lord, she's not going to just take a step and miss it and miss you. That's not going to happen, Lord. Lord, you love us so much, and you're always drawing and confirming and helping us. And when our hearts are to please you, Lord, you're just right there to reassure us and say, you're doing right. I've got you. Come on, Lord. You're such a good parent, so much more than any earthly parent. You are the perfect Father. And Lord, I just thank you for bringing that peace to Jennifer, Lord, and the wisdom that she needs, and Lord, that she will rest in you, Lord, that as she rests, she'll find that she hears even better. Lord, she has that peace and just crawls up in your lap and just lets go, lets the concerns wash away. Because she knows that she's been led by you, Lord, that she'll find that she hears so much easier. And Lord, just let those doubts and those that confusion and things that try to come against her, Lord, that it would have no place in her in any way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetie.
God bless
you. Oh, God bless you too, hon. God bless you too. Well, you have a wonderful week, sweetie, and I'm gonna move to your feller here next. I think he's right under you. And you be blessed.
Thank you.
see, can I drink right quick? Okay, 502-548. How's Greg tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Okay. All right.
I had a really good week last week, but this week's already starting off as a struggle.
We have those times, you know. It'd be nice if it would always be wonderful, but unfortunately we have those rocky roads and those rough days too. So, well, let's pray for you. Father, I just thank you for Greg, and Lord, I just thank you, Father, for making the crooked places straight, Lord, for smoothing the path, and Lord, for encouraging him, Lord, for just encouraging him and lifting him up, Lord, and giving him eyes to see, Lord, that you give him clear vision, Lord, through the things that are going on. You give him clear vision, Lord, that he not be able to be distracted, Lord, that even being able, like putting blinders on him, Lord, that he just continue to see, Lord, what you're trying to show him. He continue just to keep moving forward. Father, though at times it may seem like the dogs are barking at our feet, that we've got distractions coming from here and there and things that are worrisome, Father, that you will, in the midst of it, God, that you will just give him a peace and a reassurance, Lord, that he will have that that feeling a feeling of authority, but just, Lord, knowing that he is a conqueror, that he is more than a conqueror through Jesus that loves him. So, Lord, that we have that authority in you, Lord, to speak quietness to the storm, that we have an authority in you, Lord, that sometimes even in that we, some natural things can be handled in the spirit realm, Lord, that if things are coming at us that are at least things that are would be demonic in nature, that we can pray and rebuke those things and cause peace to come. But Father, I just speak peace over Greg, peace over his life, and Father, just an encouragement to him, Lord, that you just lift him up, Lord, that you, and him too, Lord, that you just breathe a fresh breath of life into him, a fresh breath of energy, a fresh breath of new insight and new eyesight, Lord, to see things from your perspective, Lord, that he's able to see above and beyond the waves, and Lord, and that he's able to see the horizon and the shore on the other side, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you said that when the waves come, that they would not overtake us, Lord, that when we go through the fire, Lord, that we're not burned, Lord, that you're the one that always brings us to the other side. Lord, you're the one that keeps us in the midst of the storm. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, is there anything you wanted to share or anything in particular you're wanting prayer about?
Well, if you're feeling like praying some more, yeah. The job thing just really... I don't know, it's taking its toll. And then I don't think we've ever talked about it before, but I am a 3-time cancer survivor.
Okay.
So I have 2013, 2014, 2017. I had thyroid, then kidney.
Okay.
And I get yearly scans, so this year will be year 5, which is a pretty big mile marker for any cancer survivor. And my scans were supposed to be next Monday and they pushed them back till the 30th. So, and that's only a scheduling issue, there's nothing else. But just, I wish I could tell you that I had this monumental faith that when, you know, scan time comes that my anxiety doesn't build, but it's
right. That's understandable.
It can be, yeah, I mean, just, I know that no matter what, that God's got me, and no matter what, that, you know, he has a plan. But, you know, if you just faced it once, it might not be that weighty, but, you know, after 3 times and the doctor's telling you, it's like, well, this shouldn't have happened. You shouldn't have gotten this.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I did.
Well,
let's not get it again.
Yeah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for surrounding Greg with your love. Lord, for surrounding Greg with your protection, Lord, and that he is yours. Lord, he is yours. And, Lord, your arm is not short to save. Father, that you have him. You have him in your care. You have him in your arms. And, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over Greg's mind and over Greg's body. Lord, that he is called, he is anointed, Lord, that you have preserved him for such a time as this. And no weapon formed against him can prosper, Lord. Lord, no weapon formed against him can prosper, Lord. He is anointed for this time. He is chosen. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that he chose you, but, Lord, you chose him first. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that saves, the blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood. And, Lord, I thank you that your blood, Lord, has spoken life over Greg. Lord, that you have kept him. And, Lord, that you are keeping him even now. And, Lord, I rebuke every lie of the enemy that would try to come against his mind. Lord, the traumas we go through in the past, they do try to come back up at times. The trauma, that thing tries to speak. And, Father, I just say that trauma is broken off of Greg now, that it shall not speak to him again of what is past. It shall not speak to him again and bring back ugly memories and hurtful memories and scary memories, any of that. Lord, that he is yours. And Lord, you have saved him and chosen him for this time and this day. So Lord, I just speak peace over his body and peace over his mind. And Lord, I thank you for that wonderful, good report of the Lord. But Lord, between now and the time that he gets his scans, that he'll be at peace, that he'll be at rest in you. And Lord, I thank you for the good report that is God's report, that he is healed, that he is free, and that he is yours. And Lord, that you are keeping him and have him surrounded with the angels of God. Lord, we thank you in advance for that good report. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. Well, it was good to talk with you, and good
to
get to pray with you. I had no idea about any of
Thank
that,
you.
But God has you, and I'll be praying for you.
I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, but be at peace. God has chosen you for this day, son. He's got his hand on you. There's things God has for you, and he didn't bring you this far to let you go now.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what it would certainly seem. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon. You have a good week.
All right. You too.
Hi, 111111. Who am I talking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Carmen.
Carmen. Well, good to talk to you, girl. Glad to have you on here tonight.
All right,
let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carmen, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's a voice in the wilderness. Father, that you have called her to be a voice for you, that, Lord, she has a voice that vibrates through the atmosphere. Lord, you have given her a voice that actually is like it. I can see your voice, Carmen. It's like a reverb almost through the atmosphere. You know, you'll see that on television where like those sound waves that travel through the atmosphere, and it can even shatter things, shatter windows and things. You know, you've seen it on television. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given Carmen a voice for victory, a voice to speak victory and to see demonic strongholds shattered. Father, to see strongholds shattered, hindrances shattered. I just keep getting strongholds shattered. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a voice for you. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have put a sensitivity within Carmen, Lord, to identify the spirits that are behind things, Lord, that she's able to identify the demonic. She's able to identify the angelic, like a discerning of spirits. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have given her like an eagle's eye, Lord, that she is able to see and to perceive what she's looking at. She's able to see and perceive, but she's doing it not only in the natural, but in the spirit, that she sees and she perceives and understands, is able to recognize. That's awesome. I see it like almost like an eagle's eye, Carmen, that you're able to know what you're looking at, because that makes all the difference in the world when we're praying for things, when we're trying to figure out how do I approach this, how do I deal with this. As someone said one time, you can't cast out a sickness and you can't heal a devil. You know, a devil has to be cast out, sickness has to be healed. But we have to know who our enemy is, what our enemy is, and sometimes even things that are just natural things. But God has given you a very keen sense of perceiving, it's like a discerning of spirits, but even with other things, of being able to recognize, to see and recognize what you're dealing with, a very keen sense of. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Carmen, Lord, for using her greatly, Lord. And I thank you for moving in her life, Lord, in her personal life, not only in her ministry, but in her personal life, Father, and just bringing a real wholeness in areas, Lord, that she feels like she may still be lacking in some areas. Lord, some things that she has even petitioned you for, areas of wanting a wholeness there in her household and blessing her family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you. I know you're short in time, so I'll let you go to the next person. God bless.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. All right, 704-492, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Dastia from Canada.
Oh, hi, Dastia. All right.
Hi.
Well, good to hear from you. Let's pray for you. I am running a little short on time. And Father, I just forgive you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing him and helping him. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing encouragement to Dastia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for encouraging his heart, Lord, and for helping him, Lord, for helping him to hear your voice in guiding him, Lord. Father, there's so many voices around us. There's so many directions. And Father, sometimes we think that we have taken a right direction, and it seems like doors can be closed in front of us. Like, okay, I've done this and that and this and that. And sometimes it just seems like we run into dead ends, where things have not panned out the way we think. And Father, I thank you for just speaking encouragement to Dastia. Lord, for using your word to speak truth to him. Father, that as he searches your word, that he will find answers that he needs, Lord. He'll find the answers that he needs, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for divine connections, Lord, for helping connect him to the right people at the right time, Lord, to help catapult him into his future, Lord, to help secure his future in you, secure his future, Lord, in the things you have called him to and in business and in jobs. Lord, I thank you for the good mind that you have given Dasha. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a quietness to his heart, a settledness to his heart, Lord, that all the questions that he has, Father, that you're able to bring a peace to that, Father, that you'll help show him, Lord, that some questions don't need to be answered, and other questions, sometimes we have questions that we have so many questions that it almost can get into a doubt and get into an unbelief, because it like scatters us in so many different directions. And sometimes the Lord will really, he's done it with me in the past, that he would have us just quit asking some questions and just like set those things aside and focus with him on the important questions, on the right questions. Because sometimes asking the right question can make the difference in hearing God. Because sometimes we're asking something that's really irrelevant to what God's wanting to speak to us. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Dash to ask the right questions, Lord, to get the right answers for his life and for his future and for the path that you have chosen for him, Lord. And, Lord, that those other things just fall away. And, Lord, that he be able to focus on what really matters. Father, I thank you for providing for him and bringing provision and all the things that he needs, Lord, that in you we find all that we need, that there is nothing lacking in you, Lord, that you give us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So, Lord, I just speak peace over Dasha and Lord, your provision and your guidance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Was there anything in particular you wanted prayer about?
Well, you already prayed about it, about guidance and peace in my heart. So yes, that's what I was going to ask about. So you already prayed about that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome. All right. You have a good week, hon.
You too. Thank you.
All right, 405-779.
Hello. How you doing?
Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Lucretia from Oklahoma.
Oh, hi, Lucretia. You've got a different number than you've had. All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, good to hear from you.
Thank you. Glad to hear from you, too.
Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Lucretia, Father, and I thank you, Lord, that Father, you've been in a process, Lord, upset. It's like I've seen that the Lord's been like securing your path, like bringing. It seems like I just sense that there's a little bit more lightness of heart to you. That things seem some things have seemed resolved in some ways. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have been able, Lord, to bring a peace, to bring a resolution to Lucretia, Lord, that things that have concerned her, things that would put her in a turmoil in the past, that it's not able to do that now, Lord, that she has found a solidity in you, that she has found a steadiness to her walk, a steadiness to her path, that even though there are still things, Lord, that may concern her, we still have trouble in this world. You know, we're still here. We still have things that are problems to us, but that I have the sense that it's not able to shake you the way it could in the past. Whereas before, things might send you in a bit of a tizzy, that now that your feet, that you have a more solid step, you have a more solid hold with your feet, and that you're able to stand in the middle of things better. You're able to walk and progress through things in a greater authority and in a greater way and in a greater confidence than you could before. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Lucretia, Father, and Lord, as she continues to walk with you, as she continues to move forward, Father, that as she has continued, Lord, to even strengthen her muscles, even her spiritual muscles, Lord. I thank you, Father, for speaking to her, Lord, that she have that knowing in her heart, God, that she's hearing from you. I thank you, Father, for the spirit of favor that is upon her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the intelligence and the good mind that you have given her, Father, that she is able to navigate through difficulty. She's able to navigate. She's able to problem solve very well, Lord, that you've given her a very wonderful mind and a sharp mind and an ability to see through things and to problem solve through difficult things. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your favor, for helping her, Father, for making a way where at times there seems there is no way. But God, you make the way. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for proving yourself to her, that she knows that you're faithful, that even at times when there's a waiting period, sometimes things seem delayed, sometimes because, you know, we're dealing with other people. Many times the Lord, things will be delayed somewhat because there are other people involved in stuff, you know, and everyone else doesn't always make the right decision or doesn't make it right then. Anyhow, there are other people involved. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, in proving yourself and your faithfulness to Lucretia, Lord, that she will have a trust and a hope and a faith that you are bringing her through and bringing her to greater things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for praying.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Huh? Is there anything that you want to share or anything that was on your heart?
You actually touched on a part. As far as the mind things, I've been struggling. I do want to share, I finally got a new job.
Oh, amen. Praise God.
Amen. It's better than the one I had, and it's more peaceful.
Good.
I'm just struggling to learn it due to a lack of a lot of sleep, and I think a lot of past pressures, it kind of affected my thinking a little bit, but I was glad to hear that you said that I knew that was the Lord, because I kept telling myself my mind is sharp. My mind is still sharp.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a better environment. It takes me a little bit longer to get to work, but it's nothing like what I was in. And so I'm adjusting. And I've been there not quite a month yet, almost a month. So I just got the position. I'm doing okay.
Good.
And
things were better, that something was better with you. So that's good.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. And I just want prayer for my children, that they will be healed from past things, and prayer for my former coworkers. One of them I still keep in contact with, but a lot of them are still trying to leave that place because it's such a great spirit of oppression there. So,
okay. All right. Yeah, well, let's pray for them. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, you care. You care about the things we go through. And, Lord, you care about those people that – you care about everyone. But Lord, you care about the things that concern us. And, Father, Lord, the coworkers that Lucretia cares about and loves and is praying for, Lord, we just stand in a gap for them, that, Lord, that you will direct their steps and help them to find, Lord, whether they're to stay there and move forward there or to find something else, Father, Lord, that you would be in the midst of that business, Lord, and where that they're – if there needs to be leadership changes, Father, that you would help that come about. If there are things that need to be exposed in that company, Lord, that you would bring about exposing and so that good changes, where people would not be oppressed in any way, Lord, but that people be able to work with peace and enjoyment and in an atmosphere and an environment that's conducive to, Lord, to just enjoying their job, Lord, to being able to just have peace and a calmness about them, where that people can be productive and not have to dread going to work every day. And Lord, we just ask this in Jesus' name, Lord, that you just help them and direct their steps, Lord, and help bring about any changes that might need to happen there. Lord, you know. Lord, you know. And we just bring it up before you, Lord, and say, Lord, that this is yours. We just turn that over to you, Lord, and just ask for your help in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. And it was good to get to talk with you.
Same here. Glad to hear your voice.
Uh-huh. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, I've just got about 4 minutes. 402-214. Hi, Miss Sharon.
Hi. I was wondering if you were going to take my call.
You've been coming and going on the screen. I've seen you would be up higher and then you'd be gone, and then I'd see you pop up down below, and I didn't know if you were hanging up or if you were getting dropped or what.
No, I don't know. One time. just a little while ago, I, you know, went, checked it, went off the queue and came back on because I wasn't sure if I had got knocked off or something because I've been waiting since before the show started.
Huh. Well, we had several waiting before the show started. So that, I mean, there were several there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that when I log onto the program, they're already on there. But yeah, well, let's pray for you.
They love you.
Father, I thank you for sharing.
Everybody loves you.
What, baby?
I said everybody loves you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for sharing. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for, Lord, for settling her heart, Father, for all of the things that, that bring discomfort in her life. Those things, Lord, that bring, that bring turmoil into her life. Those things that are just upsetting and can tend to mess with her day. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I just speak peace over her life, peace over her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just surrounding her home with your presence. Lord, that her home would feel like a sanctuary, that when she walks in the door, Lord, that she would feel your presence and your peace. And Lord, that the cares of the world and the cares of things that just bombard her mind at times, all of the various things, Lord, that come against her mind and just would try to steal her peace. Lord, that your love and your care, Lord, just overwhelm those thoughts and overwhelm those emotions, that she would come into your presence, Lord, that when she arrives at her home, that it would just feel like a sanctuary of the Lord. Lord, that your love and your peace just surround her, bring a calmness even to her body, Lord. Lord, that she would feel, because when we feel, a lot of times when we have a lot of concerns, we have so many things on our mind, we feel it in our body. You know, we'll feel a nervousness in our body or feel a lack of rest in our body, a lack of, and it can affect our sleep. It can keep us from feeling rejuvenated when we wake up in the mornings. So, Father, I just speak your peace and your love and your, just like your arms embracing Sharon, Lord, to bring that renewing, that refreshing to her body, that refreshing renewal to her mind, Lord, that when she sleeps at night, Lord, that she'll wake up in the morning just feeling refreshed and rejuvenated and all of her energy restored. And, Father, that she will be able to wake up and her mind be at peace. And not immediately wake up and have 97 thoughts running through her mind of this and that and this needs to be done. This, you know, but she be able to wake up and just rest in your presence, God, and hear your voice and hear your guiding. And Lord, that you walk with her through the day and that she be very aware of your presence, that she be very aware of Holy Spirit with her. Lord, that you would even speak with her during the day. Lord, guide her through the day. Lord, speak those things to her, Lord, that are helpful to her and that are that bring her reassurance, Lord, every step of the day. Reassurance, Lord, that you are guiding her steps and that you're with her, and Lord, that you're hearing her prayers, Lord, that you are hearing her prayers, and Lord, that you are working behind the scenes and you're working in the lives of others. But Lord, mostly that she be able to find that peace in you and that comfort in you and that that like hidden away with you, Lord, that nothing would be able to penetrate or touch her in any way. Be able to steal her peace in any way, be able to steal that, just that feeling of being kept by being surrounded by you, Lord. Father, I just thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie. That would be really nice. Can I ask you to pray for my, healing for my left leg,
sure.
And the doctors to help me.
Sure. Yeah, I'm out of time, but I will pray real quick, and then I'm going to have to log off because I've gotten into Randy's time already. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this.
If you want to just log with pray for me privately, that's fine. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Let me just real quick, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just touching Sharon's leg. And, Lord, I just speak healing over her leg in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just speak a wholeness over her leg and a restoration, Lord, every cell in her body, all of the muscles, the bones, the joints, the cartilage, Lord, everything, anything and everything that brings pain or anything that's out of alignment, anything that has been damaged anyway. And, Lord, we say that by your stripes, Lord, that you took our pain and sorrows, and by your stripes we were healed. And Father, I just thank you for doing it. We give you thanks in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Right,
thank
girl.
You, Jeannie.
Oh, you too. I'm
all right.
Sorry I'm getting to you. You be
it's
blessed.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, I am past my time. Don't want to get in trouble. So God bless each and every one. I love you, and God loves you. Good night.